This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know if you guys heard me on the Bill Cunningham show, but I said of the Rittenhouse trial, one for the good guys. Finally, a shot over the bow to leftism that if you're going to be out and you're going to attack people that you call the attackers, because they wanted Kyle Rittenhouse to be a criminal, a guy who's out looking for trouble, a Trump supporter, right? Remember when Trump had his rallies and they would send goons to go attack us, and then they would call us the goons. This is insane. The Democrats are the very same people that said of the Indians, they called them savages. They were upset that the savages did not want to give up their land and would dare fight back. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Look, I'm happy we founded America, and I don't care whose butt we kicked to take it, because we were uncivilized back then. We were fleeing tyranny. But I will tell you, I can look at it in retrospect and go, it was the wrong thing to do. And certainly the Indians were not savages for wanting to protect themselves any more than Kyle Rittenhouse is a savage for killing people who were trying to kill him. And the video clearly shows that. But we got more to talk about than just that today. So welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We had a very serious incident that came up because old Joey Demento had to go under anesthesia. He was put under for a few hours to see what he might be keistering, you know, holding up his buttocks, hiding from Dr. Jill. Maybe he was hiding, I don't know, probably hiding Barack Obama's birth certificate. Maybe that's what he was keistering. Who knows? Oh, my gosh. Maybe Hunter said, hey, Dad, hide my dope. Mojo, put it up there. Suck it up there just a bit too far. Or maybe Hunter's hiding up there. We haven't seen him. Yeah, case solved. They called it a routine procedure. Oh, here's what this article reads. Joe Biden will undergo a routine colonoscopy. He underwent it at Walter Reed Medical Center, and he had to transfer power to Kamala Harris while he was under anesthesia. And Psaki said it was a routine annual physical. So it was his routine annual anal, okay? And they were going to provide a written summary. Oh, my gosh. Sorry to laugh and cough, but a written summary. Why not just show us the video? I could see old Hunter. Maybe Saddam Hussein. Hey, what are you doing? I thought you did. Or maybe he's not dead. Maybe, what's the guy's name? Osama bin Laden. Maybe Osama bin Laden's hiding in that tunnel. Oh, my gosh. I didn't think they would find me here. And what was funny, so they transfer power as, quote, set in the Constitution. And they said it previously occurred in 2002 and 2007 when George W. Bush underwent the same procedure. So Cheney, I guess, was made president for a few hours while Bush was under anesthesia in 2002 and 2007. But it's funny, I don't remember anybody ever making a big deal about it. You know, because I guess just having another rich white Republican in charge is no big deal. We're used to that. Anyway, this whole story of Biden getting his butt checked got me to thinking, how many times has the government had to see what's up Joe Biden's butt? Yeah, because this is the first we've heard of this, but he's an old dude subject to a lot of stuff. What about who's in charge when old Joe, you know, loses it, when he goes out? You know, and we should be truly invoking the 25th Amendment. Who's in charge then? So, I don't know. Yeah, I have a lot of questions. That's all I'm saying. My producers are looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, where are you going? That's right. I'm thinking. So here's the other thing. So they go into old Joe's butt. Now keep in mind, Joe sharted in front of Camilla. What's her name? Camilla Boyle Bowles, the royal, Prince Charles's Biatty, as my grandmother would say, his girlfriend is his wife now. Anyway, Joe sharted in front of her, messed up his Depends. Maybe Joe's inability to hold his bowels is the reason why they had to go and check him out. You know, the rumor is the old man wears Depends. So Kamala Harris was president for a few hours. Here's my thing about that. If that is indeed the case, and I don't know how they count that, because there are people that said Eleanor Roosevelt was, Woodrow Wilson's wife had to run the country for a while. Somebody's wife had to run the country while he was debilitated. I don't remember who it is. I'm not a historian. But if this is indeed the case where Kamala Harris got the transfer of powers, etc., here's my question, America, because we're going to talk more about this Rittenhouse stuff in this hour, and we got some other topics as well. Even some more Kamala Harris and Joe Biden information that has to do with their polling. But let's just say old Joey goes under, they give it to Kamala Harris. Can she then convene, can she do what presidents do? I don't know. But here's what I really want to say. I want to do some check boxes, okay? Can we now check off first female president? Because she's VP, legit. Joe Biden went under. She was president for even a minute. So she's technically the first female president. Can we just check that box? Then can we check first female black president? We can't check the half black box. Because that's Obama, and she's half black too. So let's just say first female, okay, let's just be technical, first female half black, okay? Can we then check off first female Indian, or at the very least, half Indian? You get what I'm saying? We need to be able to check some stuff off the plate. That, therefore, when some black woman runs again, people don't go, oh, she's going to be the first black president. Or she's going to be the first Indian president. Or she's going to be the first black female president. First black Indian president or whatever. There's another box we can check off. The first skank president, right? That's a box we need to check. I want to get rid of the first. We got a vibrant show for you today, folks. Vibrant. I talked the first hour of Kyle Rittenhouse, and there's an opinion piece that was written by some black folks. And, of course, they invoked white privilege. And then we will also discuss Kamala Harris and the polling and Biden. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you are an idiot, and you know you're an idiot, and you don't know how to be anything but an idiot, then the only thing you can do is try to convince other people that they are more idiotic than you. That is the nature of leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for coming back. I talk about leftists because I try to educate them. They don't know what they don't know. These people are going out and look, if you get vaxxed and you think you've studied the subject, that's one thing. But leftists don't study anything. They get talking points and then they look at you, the unvaxxed people. You people are crazy. And they're dropping like flies. They're getting sick. They're watching all this evidence that proves that we, the unvaxxed, have royal blood, and they can't handle it. They're mad at us because we made the right decisions. And you know why you made the right decisions? Because you're smart. You're discerning. You go out. You do research. I was talking to a buddy of mine, whom I met recently. He and his wife were coming back from a big event that had all these doctors that were talking about the vaccinations and COVID and, you know, everything else. And he said to me, he confided, he says, Kevin, I almost got the shot because a friend of his went into the hospital with COVID, young guy. This guy's relatively young. And he says, you know, hey, I don't want to end up in the hospital with COVID like this friend of mine. His wife said, no, you're not going to do it. By the way, I'm going to say this. My friend has gone way above his pay grade and his wife. So the fact that she wants to keep him is a good thing. And you know who you are. I know my buddy knows I'm talking about him because he listens to the program. But his wife convinced him, no, you're not going to do this. You're going to research. I don't know what tipped her off, but she knew. So he researched it, and then he figured out, thank God I have a trophy wife who loves me. Because if she didn't, if she only wanted it for his money, he'd be dead. Because he would have gotten the jab, the death poke. I got a trophy wife, but she told me we already knew we weren't going to get it. So I'm glad my buddy didn't do it because, and he did research. And here's the thing, if he had gotten it, I wouldn't be mad at him. I'd feel sorry. I have a very good friend who got the shot. Man, I'm concerned about him. But it was his decision. But this mandated thing has got me. Anyway, as I said, leftists are idiots. If you make the decision, well, you know, I'm afraid all my friends are getting Wu flu. It's scary, you know. And here's the thing I would say about my friend. If four or five of your friends died from Wu flu, I would say you might consider getting the shot. But if they're not dying, if they're getting sick, and it's like the flu, there's no reason to get, you know, ooh, I better go out and get me a shot. No. If they go, man, it was hell, but I got over it. Okay, then you know when you get it, it's going to be rough. Or it might not be rough. There are a lot of people that it isn't that big of a deal. See, that's what got me. I'd have conversations with friends of mine. Oh, man, I just don't want to get it. I'm like, you might already have had it. One of my good buddies, I told him, I said, have you ever had a disease where the worst thing that could happen is you lose your sense of smell or taste for a little while? And that's the dreaded disease that they want you to go get a death poke over? And it was funny because he's a dogmatic Democrat. And he went, you got me there. I know I do. Anyway, I'm not even trying to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about these idiots that don't know that they're idiots. And so they're mad when you discover that they're, when you can point out and show you're an idiot. And they go, no, I'm not. You're a bigger idiot than me. And then they want to play tit for tat. Madam Demento, a.k.a. Kamala Harris, she got to play president for an hour or two. I can only imagine who she shared the news with, this particular idiot. And talk about your choices between two evils. Biden's going under anesthesia, and there's not, be honest, America, there are some of you going, just don't let him wake up, Lord. Just let him stay. Bring him home, Lord. Not that he's Joe Biden's going to heaven, because he's not. But then your choice was Harris. Sister girl becoming your president. Here's some breaking news. Well, not so much anymore, but it was when we first started gathering stuff. But it may come as a shock to you that nobody wants to work for Kamala Harris. The leftist symbol of feminism, yeah, a.k.a. the skank, is having staffing problems. Kevin, it's not nice to call people by their name, by their actual actions and names. I know, but I just enjoy it so much. In truth, folks, who wants to work for a leftist woman? Not even leftist women want to work for or with leftist women. Because leftist women are toxically masculine of the macho lace steroid types. I'm telling you. These women will absolutely mow you over. And apparently, such is the working environment established by Biden's side piece, a.k.a. America's, whatever, in chief. What's the number two? No, I'm not going to say that. I've already used the word skank already. Which is why Ashley ATN, Harris's communications director, called it quits. Now, that's not what they're telling you. They're not telling you that. Hot Air debated whether ATN jumped ship or she got pushed out. They wrote this: you can imagine it either way in light of the terrible press the VP's gotten lately. ATN had a nightmare boss and ended up concluding there's no way to serve a retail politician as hapless as Kamala Harris. That was her jumping ship. Or she was pushed. Harris needed a scapegoat for her own image problem and sent ATN packing. But according to Vanity Fair, it's neither of those choices. They claimed that ATN had committed to a year on the job when she joined Harris's team. Now, I say that's hedging her bet. Because who would leave a job working for the person next in line to the throne if things were going well? And when I heard this story and they were giving me these choices, I thought of something Captain Demento might say, which is pull my finger right before he crop dusted you with one of his now famous sharks. See, I'm not buying this story. If Harris were crushing it, ATM would have become unavailable to the commitment she supposedly made. But given the circumstances and her boss, ATN realized the futility of trying to cheat Harris into office in 2024. So she played the game. She's pursuing other commitments, the equivalent of disgraced politicians taking time off to be with family. But this is not the only sign of blood in the water for Harris, folks. CNN noted recently that several people on Harris's staff had started to reach out to contacts recently to say they're looking to leave. You surprised? I doubt it. See, this is what's happening to Democrats in general. Their people want out, and for good reason.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says an entire community is suffering after an horrific act of violence in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The president opening a White House event by talking about the terrible consequences of the deadly Christmas parade tragedy that left five people dead and more than 40 others injured.
The people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks and say they plan on charging him with multiple homicides. Brooks believed to be fleeing the area after a domestic disturbance. This is USA Radio News. AAA is predicting almost 53.5 million Americans will travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Just what sort of weather should they expect as they hit the road?
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden is tapping Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony and praising the Fed for its role in the economic recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Scranton Joe.
Working class Joe.
You're middle class Joe.
You're middle class Joe.
They call me middle class Joe.
Middle class Joe. Roots in Scranton.
He is Scranton Joe.
Scranton Joe. Middle class Joe.
He's Scranton Joe. He's Amtrak Joe.
He was known as Amtrak Joe.
He was called Amtrak Joe for a reason.
Amtrak Joe for his love of traveling by train.
There's Amtrak Joe as he's known, hopping on the Amtrak.
They called him Amtrak Joe. And he loves that nickname.
My name is Joe Amtrak Biden.
He's a good old Joe.
Regular good old Joe.
Scranton Joe, average Joe, middle class Joe, whatever nickname you want to have for him.
The president is very focused. They call him Sheriff Joe for a reason.
I learned and earned the nickname Sheriff Joe from President Obama.
He has an image as working class Joe from Scranton.
Working class Joe.
Joe likes to call himself working class Joe.
Working class Joe. Joe from the neighborhood.
Working class Joe. Middle class Joe. He was known as middle class Joe. Working class Joe.
Middle class Joe.
He was called middle class Joe for decades in the Senate.
Middle class Joe. Joe from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden so often calls himself middle class Joe.
I've been referred to as middle class Joe. It's not always meant as a compliment. It's usually that I'm not sophisticated.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
It's usually, the other end. Hyper Joe.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Sleepy creepy Joe.
Sleepy creepy Joe.
The phrase is let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration in terms of...
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to... Oh, that last part with Governor DeSantis is a crack-up. The Brandon administration. Oh, man, that tickles me. Breaking news! Joey Demento Biden continues his downward slide in polling, and the latest numbers will shock even the most hardened Democrat. The dirty little open secret that I've talked about on this very program, folks, is that Biden has never polled over 40%, ever, in reality, ever. And what we witness now is Democrats allowing the truth to come out about this old fool. One publication quipped, he's fallen and he can't get up, which had me dying laughing. He's fallen and he can't get up. Oh, my goodness. They wrote, last month's Quinnipiac poll showed Biden at a new low in job approval, 37% approve, 52% disapprove. That trend has been coming since Biden took office. And in fact, Biden's polls, folks, remind me of when he ran for president and that he never got better than when he announced. I don't think people really realize this. Joe Biden announced he was at 41% and it went downhill. Every time the guy appeared somewhere, every time he opened his big fat mouth, he lost numbers. And the polls that trend today, there's nothing new here. Even the Democrat influence polls prove Nothing but bad tidings for the Democrats and Creepy Joe. And sadly, it's Democrats and independents who've lost faith in this old fart. And yes, I do intend that pun. These are the people that are supposed to be the ones that voted overwhelmingly for him. 81 million people. And the dude has never, I repeat, never polled over 40%. Americans now, they say, and this is the latest poll, give Biden a negative of 36% approval, 53% disapproval, while 10% didn't offer an opinion. You want to know why? Because they were like, why does it matter? What does it matter? But you can bet the majority of that 10%, same thing. The lowest job approval rating he's received in a Quinnipiac University national poll. As I said, last month, 37% approval, 52% disapproval. Republicans disapprove of Biden 94-4%. You want to know what that means? 4% of people who call themselves Republicans are not. You can't approve of Biden. Democrats approve 87%, but 7%, they say, disapprove. Independents disapprove 56% to 29%. 56% of independents disapprove of Biden and 29% approve, 16% offering no opinion. No matter how you parse these numbers, folks, Biden looks road hard and put up wet. He's a loser. Now, they analyzed these poll numbers, and here were some of the results. He said, taking a peek at the demos below, Biden's floor has dropped among most of these demographics, except among Democrats and Black Americans. Strong disapproval outstrips strong approval in every demo. So, women, 43% approve, 45% disapprove. And that's bad enough, because it's an important demographic for the Democrats. But it's 27 and 39 in terms of strong approval and disapproval. So in other words, of those women, the 43% who approve, 29% strongly approve. Of the ones who disapprove, the 45%, 39% strongly disapprove. So his support, they say, is not only declining, but it's softening. While disapproval is expanding and hardening, just like the arteries in his heart, if he had one. They say Biden not only hit a new low on overall job approval, but he hit new lows on all four policy areas that Quinnipiac measures. He's underwater on COVID, the Wu flu, 45 approved, 50% don't, and that was the best policy score in the poll. On climate change, he scores 41% approval, 48% disapproval. And this is the only area where the majority doesn't disapprove of him. Biden only scores 33 approval, 55 disapproval on foreign policy. So, people remember Afghanistan. His worst assessment, not a surprise to anybody, is on the economy. 34% approve, 59% disapprove. These are the numbers Democrats are going to take into the midterms. Kevin, it's a long way to go, man. We got almost a year before the midterms, blah, blah, blah. You can't win. Let me tell you why you can rest assured. Listen to me. You can rest easy that it's not going to worry about it. Joe Biden's policies fight each other. You can't want to keep people in mask and on lockdown and expect the economy to recover, even though you're pumping money into it. I'm just giving, that's just one example. Joe Biden, you can't pretend that the hospitals are full and continue COVID protocols when the people are coming in because of your mandates. You get what I'm saying? Everything the man is doing is antithetical to solving the problem. Now, this is typical of leftism, but Joe Biden figured out a way to do it that made it even kookier. So Quinnipiac looks at personal traits. Cares about Americans. 47-47. Approval, disapproval. Honest. 42-51. So the majority of people believe he's dishonest. And my thing is, how do 42% believe he's honest? But here's the one that he's gonna struggle with, and this is why they want him out. Leadership, 37 to 57. 37% of the people say he's okay with leadership. 57% of the people say he's not. Are these people paying attention? When, I mean, I'm talking about the people that support Biden. Are they really looking at him? Or is it just a reptilian response that he's my Democrat president, so I support him? Because I'm going to tell you something. Democrats are finding out that everything that Joe Biden does, let me put it this way because this is easier, vindicates Donald Trump. Everything. Now, the world sees both the Democrat Party and their fart-filled leader for what they really are. And this is going to impact them on the midterms unless Dominion can come to the rescue. Americans say 46 to 38% they want to see the Republican Party win control of the House. 16% don't have an opinion. Republicans and Democrats overwhelmingly back their party, but independents say 41 to 31% they want to see Republicans win the House, and 28% didn't offer an opinion. Americans say 46 to 40% they want to see a Republican Party win control of the Senate. 15% didn't offer an opinion. Folks, I'm giving you poll numbers from a poll that is heavily Democrat. And these are the results. Now, I've given you a bunch of numbers. Let me just put it to you this way. Statistically, Democrats cannot win based on those numbers. But don't you underestimate the party of lynching of Negroes. They will cheat their way to success again. But if they do try the big cheat version 2.0, I think they're going to get a big surprise. Because their party is no longer, the people in their party no longer have the appetite to cheat. There is no boogeyman. And that's a major problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you still get triggered when your fascist white barista asks you if you want black coffee instead of coffee of color? Then you need Obama Butt Balm. Guaranteed to relieve even the most butthurt pansy beta male tushy rash in your entire gender studies department. For a risk-free sample, just dial 1-800-BUTTHURT. That's 1-800-BUTTHURT.
Buttbone, a product of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Are you a barista?
a butthurt barista. Glad you guys are here. Oh, man. 844-551-8255 for those of you who want to contact us, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We're talking about Joe Biden polling numbers. We're talking about Kamala Harris polling numbers and her being president for a bit of time. And not good news for the Democrats at all. And there's so many signs out there. I always like to remind the audience to sometimes you cannot look at the actual date, you know, like the news itself or the date itself. You've got to parse it in order to understand it. And I don't mean be untrue to yourself, which is what Democrats tend to do. You know, like they lie to themselves because they have to. It's the only way they can rationalize the bad behaviors that they have. For example, they cheated to get Biden in, so they lie to you about polling because it makes them feel that they've rationalized the cheating. Well, you can lie to yourself about it, but eventually it catches up, like most lies. So I was talking earlier about ATN. This is Kamala Harris's, what do they call it, communications person. And she's decided to leave Kamala Harris. And everybody, oh, no, she's planned to leave a year into office. Well, I'm going to say this. If you've won an election and you're going to be the number two person in the world in terms of commander-in-chief, the person who would assume the throne, and you become that person's communications director, would you plan to leave a year later? I mean, just being honest with you, would you? Now, I'm not saying she didn't, because it is a possibility, but it's an improbability. You're just getting started in a role that you probably didn't think you would even get to have. It would make it worth it. I mean, being Kamala Harris's communications person prior to the big cheat would be the equivalent of being the assistant at the dry cleaner. But this lady, ATN, says, no, you know, I was planning on leaving a year after I served the vice president of the United States. I don't know many people who would do that. But congratulations if she did. But and then, of course, they made excuses. Well, she did try to leave. She was thinking about that. Or they could have pushed her out, which makes no sense. The only sense it makes is that as a communications director, you should be getting good communications, good press for your person. But let's face it, Kamala Harris isn't giving her a lot to work with. And then the final thing is she just said, you know what? I'm jumping off this sinking ship, which is probably more likely. But here's the point. She's only the first sign of blood in the water for Harris, the Democrats, Team Demento, whoever you want to give this credit to. And I told you that other people on Harris's staff, according to CNN, I'm going to say this. In terms of the news and fake news, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to believe CNN. But here's what I will say. Why would they throw a shot across the bow with Harris when normally the news is, you know, mums the word? I mean, I could see them doing this with Trump, spreading a rumor saying several people on Harris's staff want to leave, on Trump's staff, rather, want to leave. They want to reach out to contacts, etc. But to do it to Harris, that says something. It means the gloves are off, because normally they would keep this kind of thing hush-hush. Now, as I said earlier, people are not surprised that Harris's team wants to jump ship. I mean, you see all the signs. I mean, Democrats know how to read the tea leaves. This isn't looking good. Now, I don't know where they can go. I don't know how good you do, how good you can, you know, when you leave the Oval Office type stuff and go back into the real world. But I would think they do okay. And in fact, I think they probably do a lot better given the circumstances. But this looks like a rat jumping ship scenario. Now, understand this. In Trump's last victory in 2020, he got over 16 million votes than he did in 2016. And you can bet
most of the voters were Democrats who were impressed with Trump's performance from 2016 through 2020. Now, even fake news polls bear out that Biden-Harris is deader than disco. And so is the Democrat Party. Now, I say often on this show, Democrats cannot win without cheating. And even their own people know this. And what I'm telling you is happening is some of them are saying, you know what? This is the time to move, to get out of there, to leave the party, to not associate myself with them, even though this is the holy grail. I mean, I don't know. Look, if you go to college and you get a communications degree or a political science degree and you get to work in the White House, isn't that the holy grail? That's like being a lawyer and getting appointed to the Supreme Court. Very few people get to go into that hallowed ground. And now you have people saying, nope, I don't want this. Anyway, I welcome ATN to conservatism, and she's not going to openly say she's a conservative. But let me tell you something, people. She left the darkness, and she is quietly seeing the light. We're never going to hear it. I can't verify this, but I'm telling you what's happening, and because she's a metaphor for what's been happening for the past year plus. What happened 4 years in the process of Trump from 2016 to 2020 is Democrats going, I've seen enough. And it's only getting worse for them. Democrats delivered in this last year what they always deliver. They overpromise and they underdeliver. And that's what Joe Biden did. Now, it comes as no surprise to us because we're pragmatists. Look, if Joe Biden could get, it's like I said with Barack Obama, if he went in and did a rock star performance, I'd be the first one going, man, that guy was awesome. He was amazing. I would have voted for him in 2012. But by 2012, all the luster had gone off of Obama and people recognize him for what he is. He's a guy that gives you nothing but excuses. And they got sick of it. And he probably lost in 2012. But where he did lose was 2016, because he had no momentum to carry Hillary Clinton's big old butt across the finish line. Getting rid of Trump, according to Joe Biden, was to restore the country's decency. That's what he said. Really, I'm embarrassed of Joe Biden. And I'm not telling you anything new here. Build Back Better, which is what the Democrats claim, is a joke. It was a joke when the Democrats came up with the cheesy slogan. And if anything, it's Build Back Badder than it is Build Back Better. In that poll that we did over there, 61% of respondents say that the economy had gotten worse. And get this. A whopping 68% reported that they've had to change their spending habits because of inflation. I'm one of them. I told you guys, I'm looking at every dime now. I'm telling my kid what it costs for him to go to baseball. 53% of them people polled said they're not finding groceries that they want to buy at a grocery store. I can attest to that. In another data point, 50% say they're not finding consumer goods they want to buy in retail and online stores. And even when you can find items, 52% said they're experiencing long delays in the delivery. But still, things are worse for Biden because only 24% of women think the economy is excellent or good. They're the ones who are going to really influence this vote.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.